Hey there, it's Paul. It's Christmas time at the offer again, which means it's time for the ghosts of Christmas past, ghosts of Christmas present, and the ghosts of Christmas future, and the ghosts of Christmas diehard, our fan favorite and our favorite series for the holiday times. If you're here because you're looking for D&D, well, sorry, I'm still, there's a big old chunk episode that is just very slow to edit, and, you know, gotta move on, and it'll come out eventually. Don't worry, they'll all be in a nice little playlist. This episode is recorded with the wonderful Ben Browder Thompson. His details on how to find him are in the description below. Stick around after the episode finishes to hear more about the sort of things he makes, the art he does, he draws, he's an actor, he's incredible. But I'm going to dive you straight into the story here because it's very good. If you're interested in the image that inspired this episode, that will be available as well. It was generated with the offer's Discord bot, which was made by Caesar. So please enjoy this episode of The Christmas Past that we recorded with Ben Browder Thompson, who at the end of the episode, you got to hear more from him. But let's get straight into the story, shall we? Please enjoy the first part of our Christmas special this year, The Ghost of Christmas Past.
The large house is littered with lovely decorations. The children are running around to their grandfather, who is seated by the fireplace, perusing an old photo album, page by page, running around. The children have just been dropped off, they've put their bags upstairs, and they run to their grandfather by the fireplace, so thrilled and delighted to see him once again.
Grandpa, hi!
Oh, now the chastity, hey, Grandpa. In ecstasy. Oh, Crystal, you are... Yes?
Oh. What are you looking at, Grandpa? Can we look at the photos?
No. Another year, another Christmas celebration. How are you kids doing nowadays?
Oh, good. Mom said to give you these cookies. They're sugar-free for your diabetes.
Oh,
hey,
great. They just wonderful.
Mom said that we weren't supposed to say the D word.
Oh, sorry, not the D word. They're for your D word.
Just give me the cookies. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I... All right, who wants to hear a story before going to bed at 5 p.m.?
I do. I need something to think about while I wait for sleep to come after you go to sleep at 5 and it takes me several hours. How about you, Jim? Me?
Tell us a story about what was in that photo album, Grandpa. I'm sure that there are a lot of stories there. Can you tell us one of those stories?
Let me think.
Let's try and get it after he goes to bed. We're going to find the album.
That should be very easy. He falls asleep very soundly. Okay.
You're very bad at whispering. I could hear the whole thing. But that said,
I was working.
I'm not touched by it. I don't care. I go to sleep at 5. I'm my own boss.
All right. We just want to... We're curious, okay? Grandpa, we don't come here a lot, and there are a lot of cool things in your house, including this photo album that you... I mean, whenever we come in, you put it away. We never see it.
Yes, you asked. You shouldn't. But I can tell you a story about. Okay. I think I've already told you this one, but I forgot. So for me, it's gonna be new.
You forgot
it's
your
about
own story.
A story. It doesn't matter. It's a story about that time I took my girlfriend at a time. To a grunge music concert.
Oh, is this the one where there was like a big stampede and then, but you saved everybody? Is this the one where you saved a bunch of people?
Exactly. Huh? Yes.
Oh,
but
wow.
that happened at the end.
Of course.
And Tim, you remember your favorite part of the story, right?
Yeah. My favorite part of the story was in, Well, it was when your girlfriend at the time got into a fight with that guy who, he really, He didn't like the fact that she was wearing a Pearl Jam t-shirt, right?
Oh, she did not. He did not like. Oh, he did not like that. Oh, but Chastity had one hell of a left hook, I can tell you that.
She was like a professional fighter, right? She was like scary.
Well, yeah, she wasn't she got into fights daily, but she wasn't paid to do so.
Oh, sort of like a vigilante, did her on her own, right?
Well, her line of work kind of demanded it, but it doesn't really matter, so.
Wait, is this the same story? I don't remember that part. You said that she was she was a professional wrestler?
She was a professional something, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me calm down a second. My blood sugar levels are going a little bit high.
Eat your cookies, Grandpa. D. They're good for your, what did she say to say instead of the D word?
Your sugar gremlins?
I said, yeah, I yeah,
they're
you.
Good. They scare Don't off your sugar gremlins.
Okay.
So, wait, sorry.
Let me open my photo book to remember. Oh, Chastity, she was fine. It all started. It all happened on 1994. We were on my Chevrolet Camaro going to a Nirvana concert.
Oh, Nirvana, that's what the big muscle guy.
The car is careening through tiny side streets, honking at pedestrians. Grandpa's wearing a old beat-up jean jacket.
Yeah, fuck you! I own the road, motherfuckers!
Hey, what are you doing? A cyclist is nearly run over. He's driving, and he pulls up to the side of a house and honks the horn 3 times in a quick succession to let Chastity know to come out and hop in the car.
He's wearing a lumberjack shirt, baggy jeans, the ones that are like all messed up, long hair up to his hip, long blonde hair all the way down to his hip. He's smoking something. Nobody knows what it is, but he's smoking something. Like, Chastity, come on!
The door opens. Chastity walks out. She's wearing a plaid jacket, and underneath the plaid jacket is a gray Pearl Jam t-shirt. Her jeans are covered with a million patches of all different patterns. What the fuck? Look, I just put my dad to sleep, okay? Let's hope he didn't hear you trying to get my attention.
Come on, Chastity. You know you're my main girl. All my attention is yours. All your attention is mine.
Your main girl, Justin? Are there like non-main girls? Are there girls that I need to know about? Do you wear a condom with these other not main girls?
Chastity, come on. You know you're my only girl. That was just a figure of speech, all right? I major in linguistics.
Okay. All right. Do you have the 4Ds?
Of course I have the 4Ds.
Okay, good, because I refuse to go to a show unless I'm at least 2 40s into the night. You know this. You know this, Justin.
Hey, Sea Melon. Just get in the car. Let's talk about this. On the way there, we're going to be late. I don't want to be late.
Sea Melon.
Justin reaches behind him and pulls up the pack of 40s and extends it out for Chastity. Like a carrot. All right, come on.
Jesus Christ. Can you at least take them out of the pallet before you... I mean, they're 40 ounces. Why do you have an entire case of 40 ounces in your Camaro?
Because I don't
your
want
Camaro.
Them to go bad.
Oh, God,
the warm keeps them fresh.
The car peels off, you know, exactly, angling around corners, taking turns way too fast, blowing red lights. There are old men yelling at the car as it goes by.
They're listening to their cassette.
They pull up to a low bar, one story high, with just like boarded up windows, and there's a huge imposing bouncer standing outside, letting a line of people in, one by one, checking their IDs. Yeah, all right, go on in. Yeah, you're good. Ah, you two, you look like trouble. What are you two doing here?
We're here for the show.
Yeah, we're here to see the band. Here are tickets.
Here's my fucking ticket. Chastity lifts up her shirt. Her both of her nipples are pierced. They have not healed
she
yet.
She has a great rack, by the way.
All right, you can go in, but you can't. I don't know. I think this ticket's fake.
I bought them like 3 months ago. I'm really hyped to see Nirvana. Come on, man, you can't do this to me.
Hey, you know what? He's my boyfriend. He's my main guy. So he's coming with me.
Oh yeah? You wanna fight about it, little girl?
As soon as the bodyguard steps forward and approaches Chastity, she punches him straight in the gut. He instantly buckles and falls to his knees.
Okay, yeah, you go ahead.
Chastity
Holy
has
shit.
A killer left hook.
Holy, okay, go ahead. Yeah, like, go ahead. Oh.
He stumbles That's like five steps back as he gets it.
Yeah, don't mess with my main girl. Come on, C. Let's go see. Hookups waiting for us in the place.
Hell yeah, they are. Before they walk in, Chastity finishes her second 40. Drops
and
it on the ground.
And punches the bouncer again, just for good measure.
Go!
The guy flies across the sidewalk.
He hits a window, shatters, breaks. He's not heard from again. Everyone else just goes in. The bar just fills up with people. There's no more bouncer. Nobody's checking tickets. It's just a free-for-all.
As they get near the bar, they find this guy, tall, slim guy. He looks like an emo, but emos weren't a thing at that time. But he was like the first emo. Like, hey, hookups,
yeah.
We're here.
Hey, yeah, come on. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, He's what's late. Up?
You bet. It's like the show's like almost starting. What are you doing? You're still late.
Well, we Look, wanted to be we, here in time, but...
I was here all by myself. I'm like...
Hookups, you don't need to start a pity party again. Do you remember last time?
Me?
What happened last time?
Yeah.
You started a pity party.
You guys left me, because I was like having a pity party. And so I was even sadder. And like, life is pain. So bad. Here, you want these tabs? He pulls from his shirt, just like... 3 tabs or something.
I have 2.
Okay. That's why you call me hookups.
Justin
we
just
pan
like
over
downs
to the bar.
2 of them.
Jesus, man.
Across the venue, we go to the bar where Justin and Chastity are on their third 40 of the night. This bar is so particular that it actually sells 40s from the bar.
Yo, you looking for 40s? You're more 40s, huh? I got 40s, and they're warm, so they go. They don't, you know, so they go bad.
It keeps them fresh, man. Justin chucks it down. He's tripping on all the balls. But
we see
Justin,
on the back.
What's going on?
Nirvana, they're getting ready to set Kurt Cobain gets on stage.
Hey, welcome everyone to this wonderful evening. I hope you're having a great time. We are we're Nirvana, or whatever. I don't care. Hit it.
Woo! Music starts. It goes crazy. And everyone's having a fantastic time. Everyone's Everyone's doing great.
A mosh pit sort of starts. People are just like running around, punching the air, just like
and each other.
It's intense. And within, each other.
Within 15 seconds, Chastity downs at least three men.
Go! They're just God! One of them gets up and says, "Yo, what are you doing? You got a heck of a left hook, but what's on your shirt? Is that Pearl Jam? What the fuck is that?"
What the fuck is Pearl Jam?
Whoa, man! You don't want to. You don't want to.
The man
mess with my girlfriend.
The man slaps Justin away. He is also incredibly strong.
Chastity, please help me.
You're wearing a Pearl Jam shirt at a Nirvana show? That's a mistake.
We see the guy just, we hear these, but he goes, boom! He flies across the room and hits the wall.
He hits the wall, hops off of it, does a two handspring forward. You got a good hook, girl. And anime fight. People fly up to the ceiling and down from the ceiling. Chastity stays totally still. He keeps getting back up, and he's bruised all over the place, but he's just, he can't touch her, but he keeps trying.
Of course, this is from Justin's perspective, who's tripping balls.
For Chastity.
Everyone's flying. They're like, throwing fireballs at each other.
After having her fun with this guy for a few minutes, Chastity slams his head into the bar and picks him up. It's a fucking grunge show. I can wear whatever fucking t-shirt I want. If you don't like it, then you can take that up with Eddie Vedder. Just leave me the fuck alone. And if you touch my boyfriend again, I will take your balls and I will turn them into applesauce.
The man Chastity spits out a tooth and hits him with her right hook, the strong one.
Slow motion, more teeth fly out of his mouth, and he passes out on the bar.
It's defeated. The end of the night. They both, Chastity and Justin, and hookups. He's on the back seat. They go up to hookup point, top of the hill. Like, Justin turns around and says, hookups, do you mind if I have a little talk with Justin? It's kind of private.
Yeah, I don't know why you, like, wanted me to come with you in the car up to hookup point. I mean, like, just because my name's hookups doesn't mean I have to come with you to hookup point. I know what you're going to do. Fine. And he just gets out and starts to walk away. puts in some earbuds and is listening to a Walkman as he...
Gonna hate it. I hate my life.
He walks away.
Chastity, I just... After what happened tonight, I gotta tell you something. I think you're the one.
What? Excuse me?
He reaches into his shirt front pocket.
Oh, fuck.
Takes
fuck,
out a
fuck,
little
fuck,
box.
Fuck.
Chastity, we just want to see Nirvana in a small bar. They're huge. I don't know why they're playing there. And you just, like, killed five guys with your bare hands. I can't imagine my life without you. So would you make this metalhead the happiest metalhead in the world? He opens the little box. There's an engagement ring inside.
Chastity takes a deep breath, closes her eyes, and then looks at Justin. Did you have a fun time tonight, Justin? Did you enjoy the show?
Well, yes. Of course, it was the best night of my life. So far.
Well, I didn't enjoy the show. Do you know why I didn't enjoy the show, Justin? Well, I didn't enjoy the show because I didn't get to watch the show. I was too busy sweeping the floor with that dickhead who talks shit about my Pearl Jam shirt. I didn't get to see the show. I didn't get to see one of my favorite bands because you were too much of a pussy to stand up for yourself.
Justin is slowly closing the box.
Okay.
Look, Justin, I like you. You're a sweet guy. You always have a 40 ready for me when it's time to hang out. You listen. You put up with a lot of my shit.
I also keep them fresh.
You do keep them fresh, and it's, you know, you go the extra mile. I appreciate it. But if there's going to be a man who's going to be my man, my husband, he needs to be able to take a hit. And you fall immediately. I'm sorry. I can't be your wife if that means being your bodyguard, Justin.
Chastity steps out of the car and slides down the cliff face, just sprinting and running and sliding, heading back home, just leaving him alone in the car.
Hookups Justin comes back after a minute and realizes that it's only Justin in his car.
Hey, man, what happened?
Shut up, Hookups.
What'd you do? Did you screw up somehow?
I don't know. He starts the car, turns around.
Oh, wait.
Goes back home.
You gonna give me a ride?
Fuck. Hookups is stuck on hookup point.
All alone. We cut
to the next morning. It's early in the morning, the strip mall. Someone opens the door to the local karate dojo. Bling, bling, bling. Hello. I want to learn to fight for love.
Will Justin manage to learn to fight for love? Will he manage to win back the heart of his beloved Chastity? Will Chastity's nipple piercings become infected? Heal? Who knows? Find out when we return to The Fightful Love, a story from the Christmas past, right after this word from our sponsors.
It's Christmas time. And the chicks know it.
Oh my god, it's Christmas time. I can just feel it in my fingernails. Oh my god.
Do you think your finger ping patterns are up to snuff for the festivities?
Oh, no, maybe they're not. They feel sort of out of date. Oh, no. This is definitely a Halloween look.
Well, you need to use nail polish.
Nail polish. Nail
polish. Oh, my gosh, my nails, they're still orange, but they're brighter.
Coming in with hard color options, hard hitting, fast.
Ugh. And smooth.
I don't know why the guy at the mall is throwing these at me, but it feels great. Oh.
Oh. Nail polish for your nail polish needs. Do you need to nail polish to polish your nails? Well, nail polish is for you.
Do you need nail polish to polish a blemish on your car? Nail polish.
Coming this Christmas, hardcore multi-purpose nail polish for the girl in your life who can do it all.
It's nail polish.
Should we take the book down?
Oh, shit. Ow, my diabetes.
You were too loud, Christopher. Whoa.
Hey, kids.
Don't you mean your sugar... Grandpa.
The sugar gremlins. I see you reaching for my liquor cabinet. Get away from it.
Oh, that's what's in here. There's liquor in here.
What's liquor?
So, yeah, just
sugar sit grandma?
Down. I don't like to be stopped in the middle of a story.
Yeah, you
fell
were
asleep.
You were telling us about
don't
Chastity.
Talk back.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Chastity, she just left me in my car, and I don't know what happened to hookups that night. And I returned. I drove back to home. I felt like shit that night. And then the next day, I enrolled in.
That's another word we're not supposed to say.
Yeah. You're supposed to say poops.
Yeah, poops.
Now, here's the thing, like this. I wanted to fight for her, you know? Because this one punch woman, she was, Chastity, she was one hell of a gal.
Yeah, so, she sounds like
here's what
it.
Happened.
Oh, do you need a cookie, Grandpa?
So here I was. At the strip mall. I took karate lessons, right? So I opened the door, and you would not believe what I found in the dojo.
It was Kurt Cobain himself. What? You're here for, like, what? What do you want? You want a what?
I want to fight for love.
Justin is not fazed by the fact that Kurt Cobain owns a strip mall karate dojo.
Kurt Cobain stands. All right, Kimosabe. First lesson, and punches him in the face.
He flies across the room and smashes into the mirror on the other end.
You're gonna have to be faster than that. Life's punches come hard. Nobody's gonna care for you but yourself.
You're not just strong, you're really wise too. I wanna learn this. Whatever this is. I want to learn it. For love, you know.
All right. Second lesson to get strong. And he points to a drum kit in the corner. Your exercises will be on the drums. It's the same muscles. Hit them hard.
Are they?
The body is very limited. There's only so many muscles. Montage. Over the beginning of that drum beat, we see a variety of scenes, perhaps in angles on the screen. We see him learning to keep a beat. Kurt Cobain looking on, smoking a cigarette. Yeah, all right, whatever, man. He gets stronger. The drum beat gets stronger. We see them sparring and working. We see him smashing guitars to work on his strength. We see them once again.
He's on the drum set. Kurt Cobain throws a brick at him. Hits him in the face like 10 times, the 10th, the 11th time.
He deflects it with the drumstick.
And keeps playing.
The
gong sounds. It's 3 months later.
I've taught you everything I know, man.
I don't know how to thank you.
No, nobody does. Well, all right, everybody.
I did think of one thing I can do to help you. To thank
what?
You.
I can't be helped.
Here's
there's nothing to be done for
tickets
me.
Tickets to Pearl Jam.
Bring
that cute girl that you told me about. Bring her there. I think she's going to like it.
You're kind of all right, aren't you, kid? He snaps his fingers and people start disassembling the karate station. They start pulling the pads off the walls and packing up the drum kit. They tear the sign down from outside. Time to move on to the next city.
As everything is coming down.
Where are you going next, Sensei?
Kurt Cobain stops in his tracks. He remembers there is something else he must give Justin.
Oh, right. I got this letter for you. I think someone kidnapped your friend Hookup. They wrote this in cutout letters from magazines, but they did sign their names,
oh, no.
So I don't know why.
Hook, we have your friend Hookups in the tower. We're holding him hostage in the Tower of Destiny. You need to climb up the 5 floors of fighting goons to get to him. If you reach the top and beat our boss, you can reunite with him.
Later at the tower.
First floor.
Hey!
All right, hookups. This is for you. He kicks the bouncer right in the chest. He goes through the front door.
Ooh, yeah.
He's had a power-up, gang.
He's wearing a yellow jumpsuit.
Hey, man. That's racist.
He then strips his yellow jumpsuit off. He strips off the yellow jumpsuit and does the rest of the fight in his tighty-whities.
Much better.
Even though I'm half Chinese, I don't want to offend anybody.
Level after level, he climbs tower after tower, slaughtering goons, throwing them out of the Tower of Destiny, the local gaming arcade, of course, and its attached radio tower behind. And up they climb, level after level. First bouncers, then technicians,
then metalheads, then meth heads. He reaches the fifth floor and he finds the boss. The boss is wearing a black trench coat and one of those Oni masks that nerds like to wear, the fucking weebs. It's a weeb fest right here. So you kidnapped my best friend.
I see that you received our letter. Cobain did well to send you here.
Wait, you know Sensei?
Who do you think gave him the letter? Are you ready?
Well, yeah, that does make sense. I haven't thought about it.
Are you honestly just connecting the two? I literally just explained to you how that worked.
Well, you see,
Jesus,
I did a lot of fighting to get here.
But, oh my God.
Okay. I major in linguistics, not logic. He throws a punch, and the boss just dodges it very gracefully.
I felt the wind. You're strong.
Shut up!
Sure.
He starts throwing punches and kicks at the boss.
They are equally
like
matched.
Nothing.
They are tussling and beginning. Justin is beginning to tire. We cut to a quiet residential street where Chastity is putting her father to bed.
All right, so remember, mm-hmm. Try not to turn over, okay? It'll be bad for your spine.
Oh, but ever since I took that fall, you've been taking such good care of me, Chastity. I don't know what I'd do without you. I've just been so, it's been so hard with this brace and all the conditions and the...
Dad, don't worry about it. I do it because I love you.
Oh, you're a delight,
Chastity. Chastity's father is mostly a hypochondriac. He just twisted his ankle, but he's been a big baby. But Chastity really loves him, so humors him.
You know, I miss him. I miss him sometimes, Dad.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen that boy. That boy of yours hasn't been around in months. What's the deal with that? I said you should bring him over for dinner sometime, and we could... I mean, you guys would eat in the other
background,
room.
Through the window, far away, we see just people flying off the local arcade.
A flash of lightning illuminates the Tower of Destiny in the tiny little suburban window with a little cross frame.
Dad, are they still... Is the local radio station still operating?
Oh, no, it's been out for years. There's not been anything... Oh, but I did get some mail for you the other day. Or maybe a few weeks ago from the radio's tower. It was postmarked.
Dad, just let me see it.
Oh, okay. Here you go. It's cut out letters on newspaper. I don't know why.
Okay, Dad? I know that we were going to do the bedtime story, but that'll have to wait, okay?
Oh, but
there's something I need to take care of.
How will I get to sleep if you don't read the story about Peter Rabbit?
Don't worry. Hey, look. I'll put on your credence, okay?
Okay.
She takes out a cassette tape of Creedence Clearwater Revival, puts it in the stereo. I'll be back before you remember.
Okay. He's already falling asleep as he begins to hear Creedence Clearwater Revival.
God damn it, hookups. She leaves immediately. Back at the tower.
The two are fighting. But at that moment, as we cut back, the boss trips Justin and pins him to the ground. His forearm pressed against his neck.
I see that Cobain has trained you well, but you're still not good enough.
Well,
it's such a shame.
I gotta say, I'm gonna have to start using my dominant hand now. He starts using his right hand. His power level increases immediately.
I see. This was just a facade the entire time.
That's what Sensei taught me.
The boss also reveals his power up.
Well, this entire time, I've been fighting with my entire hand, but my true power is in my pinky.
No,
he extends his left pinky.
Justin punches and punches. Everything gets blocked with his left pinky.
Meanwhile, Chastity is sprinting across rooftops, leaping across four lanes of traffic, and hurling herself faster and faster towards the tower.
God damn it, woman! I'm trying to have sex here!
She crashes through a roof. Sorry, your position's not very good. She quickly fixes a couple in a position.
Whoa, hey, what are you doing here?
Chastity arrives to the tower. She sees the boss just flying out the window. We cut to Justin, really tired on the top floor.
The boss flies out of the window and stops midair, turns, and flies back.
Justin looks at Hookah and says, "Man, I'm here to rescue you." He gets tackled by the boss.
I've only been here for like 3 weeks, and I'm like very... Oh no.
This has gone on long enough. Time for my secret superpower hidden level number 59. Super secret hidden hangnail slash!
Oh no!
Slow motion, we see the grossest hangnail coming down to scrape across the eyeball of Justin, and just before
Justin
it would connect, a hand inserts itself.
Lifts his drumsticks. They explode. It's getting closer and closer and closer. We see two fingers, nail polish and all, just grabbing the nasty fingernail in the air. Hero music plays. Jesse!
I think you've had enough time playing with my man. It's my turn now.
And she rips off the fingernail, the hangnail.
Blood spills on the floor. Chastity just back, like bitch slap is the boss. His weave mask flies in the air. It's Pearl Jam Singer. I don't know who it is. His name, but it's Pearl Jam Singer.
It's the Eddie Vedder. What are you doing fighting my boyfriend?
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you, you stinking woman.
It's at that point that Hookup, who is entirely unbound, sees that Eddie Vedder is standing on a rug, and he walks over and he pulls the rug up, and Eddie Vedder falls backwards out of the tower.
Oh no!
I'll just like. Sorry, man. Like, I just shouldn't. Like, I don't know why you had a rug here.
Man, now I don't like Even Flow anymore.
Yeah, it was always kind of lame, you know, a little too corporate. I think. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
But
Justin,
Black's really good.
Justin, have you been training? Yeah. Can you we need a moment.
Yeah, Hookups. Could you?
Yeah, okay. I'll just like, I'll go downstairs. Okay, bye. Puts on a cassette, throws in some headphones, and walks away.
Welcome to the jungle.
He He listens to such weird music.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I think he borrows his dad's cassette.
Okay. Sorry. That's not important. Justin, where did you learn how to fight like that?
Kurt Cobain taught me.
Kurt Cobain yeah. taught you how to...
Yeah, he was my sensei at the strip mall.
Wow.
I'm pretty good at the drums, too.
Are you better than Dave Grohl?
Nobody is. Well,
good answer.
Who do you think taught me? Yep. They were all there.
Justin, I'm sorry that I rejected you back all those months ago. I wanted to say yes, but I really couldn't convince myself that you were going to be able to take care of both of us if the situation called for it.
I don't want to interrupt you. I kind of wanted you to say no, because I did the push. I really needed that push. Now I see it.
You wanted me to say no. What if I had said yes, Justin? What the fuck then, Justin? Were you going to say, oh, just kidding. I don't actually want to marry. Oh, I don't have money for.
Justin hits Chastity with his left hook. It's the first time Chastity felt pain in her life. Just shut up and kiss me.
Let's fuck right here, right now. I love you, Justin.
I have two warm 40s. They were in my backpack.
My God, you really are the man of my dreams. I love you, Justin.
And as his shirt comes
off,
Chastity. As we fade to black, we also see that Justin's nipples are pierced as well.
But yet, not yet healed.
So, yeah, I don't know why I included the fact that my nipples were pierced. So yeah, that's how I got married to your grandma, Chastity. Her name is Caroline. You know her as Grandma Caroline. We call her Chastity. What's with that expression on your face?
I feel like that was a lot of information for a very young boy to get.
Oh, your grandma's here. Hey, we're here, honey.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Christopher, Timothy. It's always so good to see you boys.
They brought cookies for our sugar gremlins.
Hi.
Oh, that mother of yours, very health conscious, very responsible, unlike somebody I know.
Oh, I really want to bang you right now. Kids, do you mind going upstairs?
Yeah, sure.
Of course,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, right away. We'll go, yeah. Run, quick,
run.
quick. This is weird.
Put on your headphones and don't listen to anything. Okay. And that's where that music is supposed to happen.
And that's, yeah, that's the thing.
And that was, what are we? That was One Punch Woman. A story of Christmas. Oh, right, Christmas. It all happened at Christmas, folks. That was all. That was
the day before Christmas.
Just so you know.
Just so
Crowder,
you know, it's a Christmas story.
Thank you so much for joining us for that wonderful story. I loved all of that. Your references, your awareness of the drummer, or the singer of Pearl Jam, and all of it. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Fun fact, I actually had a pretty big grunge phase when I was in high school.
And we needed it for just this moment.
Yes.
It paid off, finally.
It paid off wonderfully. Once again, could you just like quickly run your socials down? So you got your Instagram, Browder Artist, is that right?
Browder Artist on Instagram. If you want to check out my art, it's mostly hand-drawn marker stuff. Cool. So if you want to see my art, go there. If you want to play my games, including the one that I have up already, as well as any games I might make in the future, go to browdergames.itch.io.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And check out Picasso at the La Pan Agile.
Yes, sir.
Information to follow about how to get those tickets.
If you're in Shanghai, of course.
If you're in Shanghai, of course.
Before
we sign off, we love to just share like sort of like a favorite moment from the story.
Or moments or things.
Yeah. Hmm. I also think we should start doing sort of also a thorn, like something we wish would have happened or we were like frustrated by something, like a favorite moment and a like, oh, if only, right? Like some sort, like do a rose, essentially a rose and a thorn, high and a low. So Caesar, do you have a favorite moment from that episode?
I like how it kind of turned into Kung Fu Master, the video game.
Yeah. the Tower of Destiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there were a lot of references to, you know, the Kung Fu movies and mm-hmm. video games and that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. That was a lot of fun.
That was very fun. How about you, Bradder? What was your favorite moment in that whole shindig?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it was pretty similar to what Caesar just said. I think one of my favorite moments, if not my favorite moment, was right before the break when he transitioned into Justin going to the dojo, right? Because I knew exactly what was going to happen. It was a perfect setup for the second half. And so that was definitely my favorite moment. But there were so many good ones. It's very hard to say definitively.
And the sensei was Kirk Cobain.
That was so good. That shit killed me.
Oh, it was lovely. I love the moment of revealing Kurt Cobain and also his instruction style being like, first I'll punch you in the face, then you're gonna play the drums. Like, feels wonderful and very specific. But that also like quiet little scene with Jassidy and her father. Well, before she gets the envelope with the ransom.
Brought it
number.
Down to earth a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm happy that like we honored that detail, right? It wasn't just dropped.
Yeah. 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 It was beautiful. So yeah, those are my two like highlight moments. The reveal of Kurt Cobain and also that like that little cut to like the Chastity and her father and him being like, oh, we got a note for you. Oh, I forgot to give that to you. Anyway, love that.
I like hookups being the damsel in distress.
Yeah. It's like, you guys want me to leave? Like, I mean, like that was very fun to have, like in the midst of this, like high powered, we're gonna fight or fuck or both. Let's go. Like also just someone being like, do you want me to like leave or what? Like,
yeah. Just like, how he brings everything down to earth. Like, oh, yeah, I've been here for like a couple weeks now. It's like, whatever. Fucking Eddie Vedder. God.
Oh, beautiful. Any moments that you were like, oh, I wish we could have got that? Like, I had an idea I didn't get in. Like, something that you were like, or any moments you're like, ah.
I kind of wish that we threw in like a lot more specific references to the grunge musicians that we introduced. Like, I mean, Kurt Cobain, right? Iconic character. You know exactly what he looks like. I think that it would have been cool to like throw in some like Nirvana song references, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something like the story that we had was good, but I think that it could have been tied in a little bit more to like that universe, that period in time, if we had made some more specific like grunge references.
Yeah. Which is hard. Yeah. Like part of it's hard because I don't know it all as much. Right. So I'm sort of like, grunge. Those things are cool. Like I've heard it, but I can't like you be like Eddie Vedder. Like that was so great.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
The singer of Pearl Jam.
You were on point and I'm kind of in the fence when it comes to like references in improv or in comedy in general. I think if you go too much, it's shit. But you were on point on that, Browder. Yeah. So I think what you were doing was just enough, like to make it perfect.
Mm.
So
very much.
I think that at the level we got with references, I think because we did references to a lot of different shit, right? It wasn't just grunts.
That's true,
so
yeah.
I think it was a good level of referencing.
You know what I wish we'd brought back? The either the pants with a bunch of patches or the jean yes. jacket that Justin was wearing. Just some return to those.
Yeah, we were very specific with their clothing, like, right from the beginning, and then it never got referenced yeah. again.
But we brought the nipples yeah. back, so that's what
That's
matters.
True. We did bring back the nipples.
We brought nipples back.
Back oh. into style.
Cool.
Yep.
Caesar, any final thoughts from you before we put the episode to rest?
I like giving Kurt Cobain tickets to Pearl Jam as a way to thank him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how Kurt Cobain would take that. Okay. All right. Thanks, I guess. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So make sure you follow Browder at all of his socials to check out all of his art, and make sure you catch him at browdergames.itch.io to browdergames.itch.io. to see the games he's making. All of that information is in the description. If you're in Shanghai, catch Picasso at the Le Pan Agile. There's also information about that below, and I'll post about that because I think that you'll be performing slightly before this episode comes out, but I can post about it now to let people know that you're doing that. Sounds super exciting. Caesar?
Well, one final thought. I think we did
final button.
A really good job with settings. This time.
Yes.
Yeah. The settings were very specific sure. and very detailed.
It's something that happens when Browder's on, because Browder encourages us to be detailed. You're great, Browder. You like really push us into like good, specific, really wonderful stuff. We had, but what also helped with that is we were having these crazy anime fights, but it was helpful because we knew like, oh, it's on the fifth floor of the Tower of Destiny. It looks like this. There's, you know, like it was, we were placed. Specifically, so we could have crazy anime bar fights, you know, like whatever.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I really like about doing improv with you guys is that you always have like very high energy characters, right? And I think that's they're always good foils to kind of like insert things around or kind of like build scaffolding around to create, you know, to kind of like flesh out that crazy energy into something, you know, that makes a really compelling story.
Thank you for that flesh. Thank you, Browder.
Thank you. And thank you for making something useful for the batshit crazy stuff we come up with.
And with that, thus this episode of The Offer concludes. Thank you so much, Browder, for joining us. And if you want to find more of our episodes and see information about all of our guests, you go to this incredible thing that Caesar made, which is at
TheOfferCast.com.
Also, join our Discord.
Bye-bye.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.